Okay, let's go get some options quotes, okay? And it's getting harder and harder since Yahoo destroyed their website to get this information reliably. You, a speculative gambler, I mean, an investor in options would have an account with a company that would give you much better quotes than just getting them off one of the free websites. So we'll use Google, and then we'll take a look at MarketWatch. So we're gonna take a look at Nike, right? Do you know the symbol for Nike? I do. It's NKE. But if you didn't, you'd type in Nike, and it would say, oh, yeah, you want NKE. So I'm going to click on that, and we're going to see that there it pops up, 55.71, last close on November 3rd. And there's the graph, and you can play technical analysis. But this is what we're interested in, option chain. Now, that's the list of options that are for sale is called the options chain. People don't normally call it that. They just say, get a quote for your options. So let's click on that. And what we're going to see is a shaded area. Here are the calls. And you see these are shaded. Can you see that? Maybe not. It's lightly beige or I don't know what you want to call it, tan. And then the other stuff is white. And these are the calls. This is just a white background. Now, what's the difference? The ones that are shaded are in the money. Right, because it's a call. If I have a call with a strike price of 40, I can buy a stock that's currently selling for $55.71. I can buy it for 40 bucks and then turn around to sell it to somebody for $55.71. So that's why this option is in the money, $15.71. Right? Is that right? Yeah. Because it's $55.71. And the price was $15.45 as of the 3rd of, right? 3rd? Yeah, 3rd of January. But only two contracts sold. And now if you wanted to buy it, that was the last price. If you wanted to buy it, it would cost you $16.50, right? Look there. Check out the spreads. That's another thing about options. The spreads sometimes are huge, which means you're getting reamed. Oosh. Anyway, so what happens at $55? From $55 to $57.50. You see what happens? It goes from beige, or whatever that color is, tan, to white. So all of a sudden, it's out of the money. You have an option to buy at $57.50, but the price is $55.71. You would not exercise any of these options. So why are people buying these options? Because they have until January of 2018 to exercise that option. And, of course, if we wanted to check, oh, they're only showing that one. They only showed that one. That's interesting. So Google, see, that's why it's harder and harder. They used to show you all of them that are available, you know, December's, January's, February's, March, up until, you know, June, and then they would show you a long live option, but they're not even showing that anymore. Eesh. So does it make sense? These are in the money because you can buy a stock for, say, $45 and turn around and sell it for $55.71. Now, what happens when we look at the puts? The puts are exactly the opposite. The blank ones, the white ones, the white background, are below the price of $55.71. And the ones that are in the money, the yellow, beige, or tan, or whatever it is, are above the strike price because we can put a stock, say, for $70. We can sell somebody a stock for $70 that's currently selling, as you remember, $55.71. You see why these are in the money? We can turn around, we can go out and buy the stock for $55.71 and then turn around and put it, sell it to somebody for 70 bucks. And that's why these are $17.35. And there's none sold. There was no volume. And this is what's called the open interest. That's how many contracts are out there. So that was Google. Let's now turn our attention to MarketWatch, which is the Wall Street Journal's free website. It's actually very different from the Wall Street Journal website. And so, but it's not a bad free website. It's actually pretty good. So we're going to do the same. But here you got to go to search. They don't have a place where you just put the quote in. like Yahoo. They have a search, and it's the same as the quoting. So I'm going to type N-K-E, Nike, or I could type in N-I-K-E, and it'll figure out that I want Nike. But let's type N-K-E and press Enter. And now Nike shows up and all the good stuff about Nike. But what we're interested, again, is the options. And this is showing it at $55.15. Well, it was $71. What is that? Open key data? Oh, that's what it opened at. I'm sorry. It closed at $55.71. So let's see options. And so we're going to see the options chain now. So here's the options chain. And what they do, I think kind of like the way they did this. This is, you know, it's not easy to do, folks. What they're doing is they're showing you the calls, and then on the other side they're showing you the puts. Is that cute? I like that. But notice they're showing the November ones, which are the third week, the third Friday in November. What is that? That'll be like the 17th, right? It says expires November 10th. That can't be right. It's not the second Friday. It's the third Friday. So now let's go out a little bit. Let's go out a little further. Let's go out to April. And we should see some bigger prices. So let's go out to April 2008, and what happened? They disappeared. This is why you can't trust these things. Okay, let's go back to doesn't it drive you nuts? How about December? You going to show me December Market Watch? This is why there it's showing. Thank you. What happened? Now it's showing multiple ones. Oh, boy. So there's the December 1st. December 1st? I don't understand. Anyway, so let's give it to December 1st. So here, we see the calls on the left, the puts on the right. I'm so glad I don't trade these things. Puts on the right, and they're showing you, they're saying, look, $55.71 was the current price as of November 3rd at the market close. That should be 4 o'clock, not 3 o'clock. So he says, you can't trust this data. And so what we see is if we were to buy a call option at $40, as we saw before, remember 1785? It was the last price? Yeah, they were asking 1785. This is showing you zero because it means it's basically not giving you the last data. Because sometimes they don't, but this was, as we saw in the Google, this was what people were asking, $17.85 for a 40 call, meaning I could buy the stock, I could call it away from somebody at $40 and turn around and sell for $55.71. So these are a little pale blue, they're in the money. On the right hand side are the puts. So when they're below the market price, those are out of the money. So you wouldn't put a stock to somebody at $40 if you could sell it to somebody for $55.71, the market price. And notice there was no volume, nobody bought or sold these things. And so nobody's going to, maybe somebody might think that the price is going to go down in the next few weeks or month and a half. But on the other side of the coin, the calls, once you get above the market price, are out of the money. So people buying these calls are simply hoping that the price is going to go up in the next 6-8 weeks before and 9 weeks before December's expiration. And these people, they have stock options that are in the money because they can put the stock to somebody, for example, at $60, and it only they can go out and buy it for $55.71. So I hope it makes sense. I know it drives you nuts, right, because it's like a mirror, and I think that's what Market Watch is showing. They're showing this mirror relationship. Calls with a strike price less than the market price are in the money. Puts with a strike price less than the market price are out of the money, and the mirror holds. Calls with a strike price above the market value are out of the money, and puts with a strike price above are in the money. So go back over, go do it again, and then what I'm going to ask you to do, I want you to do it, I'm going to ask you to do is to check out two different stocks And I chose Google and Procter & Gamble. Why? Because Google's a tech company, volatile, fairly volatile. Procter & Gamble, consumer products. We wanted to show one company is volatile, one of the companies not normally volatile. And I'm going to ask you to do this quote throughout the week. I mean, I ask you one day and then one week later. But I really like you to watch these things bounce around like crazy, especially the quotes that are close to the market price, because that's where, you know, it's bouncing up and down. Those things just fly up and down from a dollar down to 2 cents, down to $2, down to 2 cents. And, you know, if you want to gamble, go right ahead, and I wish you a lot of luck. But I don't want to touch these things with a 10-foot pole. So I'm going to ask you to do that. It's a bonus assignment, right? It's a bonus assignment, I think. I don't remember now. And I'm sorry. And it's easy. It's very easy to do, folks. You just, you know, one day, check them, and then you check them throughout the week. But then 1 week later, see how much you would have gained, how much you would have lost by speculating, gambling in options. See ya!